was an unmitigated disaster. It was coaching malpractice.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Everything that could have gone wrong seemed like it went wrong. It seemed like no one had answers. And like I said, the most depressing part of it was it seemed like no one really cared.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
And to me, this is one of those things. It's like, you know, I don't know if he should be fired, but if he was a fireman, I feel like he just brought gasoline to the blaze instead of a water hose. If he was a nurse, it's like he just pulled the plug on a healthy patient. If he was a waiter, he just peed in a kid's lemonade. You get the point. You compare it to other occupations. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying he should be fired, but this is a pretty bad offense.
On 1340 WKGN.
I feel like if you pulled the plug on a healthy patient, they would just live. Like, if you pulled my plug right now, like, I just, my heart would keep beating.
You get the point. Good point by you, but you understand what I was going for here.
Hour 3 kicking off in the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Promo code Knoxville if you're wanting to do some gambling. I mean, I don't want to, you know, eventually this hot streak's going to end, and hopefully it's not tonight, but... Because, I mean, I feel like some of you guys have been slow to jump on my plays, so the moment you guys all jump on, the bandwagon might – the wheels might come off. I don't know. But if I'm looking at the basketball schedule tonight, what stands out to me, look, you can play the 3.5 if you want. Personally, I would say, hey, just play the money line, minus 150. You pay a little bit extra, but it's going to be a winner. If you want to pay the, if you want to play it, buy it down to 3. It's 3.5 right now on my bookie, but I'm all over the Raptors. That's my pick for the night. Toronto Raptors at home against the Orlando Magic. Magic have yet to win on the road. I think the Raptors are really good. Give me Toronto. Six God!
What?
Six God.
All right.
Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, collision course right now.
Okay, thanks, John.
He learned his lesson. You didn't hear him praising the Orlando Magic.
I'm not riding with the Magic. Jerry Jones says that the Colin Kaepernick workout over the weekend was a circus. I think it's unfortunate, Jerry said. It gives an added level of clarity as to why the Cowboys decided to pass on attending. So Jerry Jones said that he did not want to go. When asked by 105.3 FM The Fan on Tuesday if he felt the end result was a circus, he was unequivocal. I think so. That situation from the get-go probably had a lot more that wasn't about football involved in it.
It was the NFL trying to get Colin Kaepernick to sign a waiver that they couldn't sue him, basically, is what they were trying to get set up.
And consequently, we got the results of that dynamic, Jerry Jones said.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, but he says we're not in the quarterback business, as he doubled down on Dak.
Pay him then, tough guy. You're not in the quarterback business, pay Dak.
I think
Jerry Jones should have been down in Dallas talking to Kaepernick for leverage. Act like you're going to sign Kaepernick. Maybe Dak will go down his price a little bit.
I think it's unfortunate that you can't just zero in on the business at hand and evaluate a player that may or may not help you win a football game or move the chains within a football game. Jerry Jones says it's unfortunate that you can't just go and evaluate a guy. There's got to be some big circus.
The thing is, Jerry Jones, you could have gone and evaluated Colin Kaepernick, as could all the other NFL teams.
But not without the circus.
No, you could. You could schedule a workout between now and the last 3 years. Like, no one called and said, hey, come up for a workout.
You think if somebody called Kaepernick right now and said, hey, we want you to come to our facility, come work out, we're not going to make it a big deal, we're not going to talk,
whether or not he would do it?
Yeah.
I think so. If he didn't want to play football, would he have gone through the trouble of moving his workout on Saturday? I feel like if he got there and was like, hey, we're not going to have the workout the way the NFL wants it, we're not going to sign these waivers the way you want them, wouldn't he have just canceled the workout altogether? But instead, they scrambled and drove 90 minutes to find another field to have the workout on. I feel like that was him showing that he was willing to do this. The fact he agreed to the workout in the first place was him showing, hey, I want to play football. So, yes, I do think if a team called him and said, hey, come work out, don't say anything about it, I think he'd do it. Like, if you think Colin Kaepernick just wants attention, right? I mean, because there is a lot of people who think that, right? That he just wants attention. And that's fine. Like, he wants a platform to do his social justice. He wants a platform to be famous. Whatever you want to say, the platform's bigger if he's in the NFL. Agree or disagree?
It's got to be.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if he wants,
if you
one,
think yeah. he just wants a platform and to be famous, then yeah, he wants back in the NFL because A, he can make more money, well, and B, becomes a, more of a thing because we haven't really seen Colin Kaepernick the last year and a half.
At this point, though, I feel like his platform just becomes, you know, social media or whatever. He does these speaking engagements.
Yeah, but they're not as big as if he's not an NFL player.
Hell no. They're not. He'll continue
like
to
I said,
matter.
I haven't seen him out and about, really, in a year and a half.
No, I mean, he'll continue to matter less and less if he's not in the NFL.
So, like, even if you are saying, like, hey, all this guy wants is attention, then, yeah, he'll go do the workout because attention is more when you're an NFL player.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So the people that are saying he just wants the attention, I mean, they're right.
I'm not saying they're wrong, yeah. They're, I think that
I think that's
still,
accurate.
I mean, yeah. He'd still like to make $2 million playing football and then, yeah, like, become a thing again. Muhammad Ali wouldn't have been as big of an activist if he wasn't the greatest boxer in the world.
Yeah, no one would really care what he said.
Right. Right, if he was just a guy down at your local gym or a retired boxer. Next headline, please.
According to a report from the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina, things have taken a weird turn down in South Carolina. Apparently, a student manager on the football team.
Wait a second. What? Okay, I was not braced for this. I thought you were going with the Will Muschamp story, but now you're going somewhere with student managers. All right, so student manager for South Carolina.
There's a Will Muschamp story, too.
Okay, but either way, so he's a...
Which story are you referring to?
I don't know. I thought it was the one where like the president was like, hey, we're not firing Will Muschamp. But then he called Florida State's president. He's like, hey, how'd you guys go about this whole buyout thing? Mm-hmm. And I have some advice. What is it?
Basically, that South Carolina doesn't have the money, the resources that Florida State does.
Basically,
in the endowment.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to come up with the money, so they're going to be kind of stuck. But anyways,
why they're keeping Muschamp.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you? How did this happen? Can you?
Well, this is a different story.
Okay, give it to me, please. I was just resetting myself.
Okay, let's all calm down. A student.
I'm calm, bro. I don't like when you tell me to calm down. I'm always calm. Stop telling me to calm down. I'm calm.
You don't sound very calm. A student manager on South Carolina's football staff has been fired after fighting a man, and meaning he lost his job, not fired in the street like with a flamethrower. They didn't fire him.
He's unemployed now.
He's been let go after fighting a man in the city's popular Five Points district after taking offense to the man's Halloween costume. So apparently there was a man in a Halloween costume dressed as Will Muschamp, holding an oversized check. So there was some guy, he's dressed up in a costume, he's dressed as Will Muschamp, okay. And he's got a big check, okay. Just walking around with a big check.
All right.
The student manager on South Carolina's team was offended by this man's costume. He didn't like it, so he fought him. He got in a fight with him over it, and then he got fired.
Okay. Makes sense.
Apparently, the check was written in the amount of $18 million, and it had buyout written in the memo space.
The student manager had his coach's back, huh?
It is made out to Will Muschamp and signed by every Gamecock fan.
And he got fired for having his brother's back.
The student manager fought for Will Muschamp. He fought this man.
And Will Muschamp fired him.
And he got fired over the deal.
Wow.
I don't know if Muschamp fired him or...
No loyalty.
Somebody fired him, though.
Muschamp's... He had to have, like, cut him a check or something, though. Like,
He probably gave him a hug and said, this isn't a good sign.
Why would you fire the kid for standing up for you?
Cam just tweeted out about overrated, underrated topics in the second.
No, I have some. I was just...
In, like, 20 minutes, he's scrambling.
I was just seeing if people had more.
So you get some better ones. He's just trying to improve the product.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I feel like Will Muschamp had to have at least given him a hug, but I doubt Will Muschamp gave him a check.
I don't know.
Student managers don't get paid anyways, right?
I wouldn't think so.
They get a scholarship, a scholarship type thing.
Get a little game day food. Get some meals on the bus.
They work a lot. The football ones work long hours.
I bet they do. I bet they have a lot going on. We always had girls as our managers. They always took care of us. We didn't allow male managers. Male students could not be managers at my high school.
Yeah, I bet all high schools kind of had a similar role.
It was all girls. We were really, in rural Arkansas, we were hitting that whole equality thing before it ever really took off.
I think you were really assigning gender roles.
Yeah, we were.
And that's about equality. It was more about...
That's exactly what we were doing. We were standing up for women.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think you're saying women have to be the managers. Men can't do it. And women... You have to have women around serving us, is what I think you were doing.
Right. Well, we were giving them jobs.
No, we were forcing them to work unpaid and just for a chance to
be pretty. We were also unpaid.
Just to be pretty and stand there on the
sidelines. We were unpaid. We were unpaid as well.
I understand.
No, the ones that were pretty standing on the sidelines were the cheerleaders. These were kind of the bigger girls. Kind of, here's some. I'll mix that Gatorade up for you. Yeah. Hey, Bertha, could I get a purple Gatorade today? We got orange today. The pretty girls were the cheerleaders.
Y'all got Gatorade at practice?
Yeah, we got Gatorade. Well, a lot of times it was just water at practice. Yeah. Occasionally, they'd treat us with some Gatorade, like, after practice. Mm. That's usually when we got the Gatorade.
From Bertha.
Yeah.
That was at your school, too?
Hey, Winnie, could I get...
We had the girls that wanted the football players to become the managers. It wasn't as many. We had a couple like that, but it wasn't as extreme.
Okay.
Meg.
Okay.
That was a good big girl.
You got any more headlines?
Le'Veon Bell says he's not going to be doing any more drug tests. He's had enough of it. He's blasted the NFL for their random drug tests. He says he will not take any more this year. The league office has been put on notice by the Jets' frustrated running back. Le'Veon Bell says it's a sham. I have had 5 random HGH blood tests in 10 weeks. I'm not doing any more after today. Whatever y'all are looking for, it ain't there. I'm not about to keep allowing y'all to stick me with those dirty-ass needles.
Okay.
That's what he said. Find the players who really do that HGH BS and get off me. So Le'Veon Bell says, NFL, you can go yourself.
You gain more headlines.
An umpire left in the middle of a baseball game after being berated by parents.
That was sad.
He had had enough.
That was sad, just the fans yelling at him. It was really funny because the fans are just yelling at this guy who's probably making like $20 or $30 to umpire a Little League game.
Yeah, maybe.
And he finally gets mad. They're like, you need to be professional and set a good example for the kids. And I'm just like, bro, like you've been yelling at this guy for no reason.
He said, enough. I'm not hearing another word from any of you.
And then a woman asked him about being short or something. He said something about being short. And that's when he's like, you know what? I'm out. And just walked out. Just walked straight to his car, as they said. Well, what about the kids? Be professional.
What if he had said what Charles Barkley said to that woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Would that have been appropriate there? If she's making fun of the guy for being short?
Looking back on it, when I used to play like Little League Baseball, my parents were probably too mean to the umpires, too. They were just always yelling at the umpire. Like, that guy didn't really have any teeth. He obviously needed the extra like $20 or $30 to be out there working. And he was just out there trying to make a little extra money.
Yeah, one woman said.
He didn't
said,
need to be yelled at by the parents, and her parents were always
there's
really
nothing
rough
worse.
On the ump, and that's kind of embarrassing looking back on it. Like,
there's really nothing worse than sports parents.
The same guy who bought me the Sable Playboy, he got thrown out one time, and the umpire was like, you're out of here. So then he just like walked really, really slow, and like he just held up the game, and the umpire just sitting there staring at him as he's like taking so long to fold up his chair and walk out. And at that point, I was like, this is embarrassing. Just go. But I didn't say that because you got to have your family's back or whatever. But at the same time, you're just like, it's embarrassing, I guess.
I don't think
and now looking back on it as I'm older, I'm just like, man, these people are taking Little League baseball way too seriously. And I think about it, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, there's people our age, or at least my age, 29, that have 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are going to be out there now. And I'm just like, man, if I was this old, would I still be out there yelling at the umpires? I'm like, surely I wouldn't be, right? Like, surely at this point, it's out of my system where I would just be out there, hey, let's have fun. But I don't know, because I also almost got in a fight with another coach when I coached Little League basketball. It's like the kids that couldn't make the junior high team. Like, I was out there getting ready to fight another coach. So maybe I'm not mature enough to
put my boy in the game.
That wasn't how it happened. But
put him in the game.
That would happen, too, if you're a coach. I didn't have any of that because I only had, like, 3 kids on my team. I had 5, so if somebody found out I was in trouble, it was a real debacle of a season. Don't get me started again on that, but I'm just saying, like, watching that video, I'm like, man, this is embarrassing. Yelling at this umpire.
It is embarrassing.
And he was a good-looking umpire compared to the guys we used to have. I don't know about your guys, but the umpires in my little league were all rough. Like I said, the guy that I remember that was called the behind-the-plate guy, he had, like, 3 teeth.
Yeah.
Like, he was rough. Like, he was someone who was roughing it. Living in his van that he used to park inside of the...
Down by the river.
No, living in his van that he would drive. It was his old beat-up van he would live in, I would assume. I don't know. Maybe he had another house, but He's just out there trying to make some money. And they were undressing him, being mean to him. And that guy just seemed like a normal dude just out there trying to help the kids and make a little extra cash on top of it.
That's what most of these guys are trying to do. Just trying to make a little extra money by umping some games. My buddy Mo from back home used to do it. He used to ump a game from time to time. He really did. You make a little extra money on the side. I mean,
sure. It's the sports equivalent there's of Ubering.
There's no shame in it. You just go out there and get a little part-time work. There's no shame in it, you know.
But I wouldn't like being yelled at by these parents. I feel like I would have done the same thing like I did. Except he handled it a lot nicer than I would have. I would have probably let the chopper spray as I walked out.
Yeah, these people take it so seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to let my kids play sports. I've made this decision.
I don't
think
I'm going to have kids at this rate.
I don't think I am either. But if I did, I think I'd put them early on music lessons. I'd put them on.
I feel like you can't get them there too early, though. They might get burnt out.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe you just play your guitar and then they want to become a guitar player.
Yeah. But I'd
you don't force it on them. You got to let them decide what they want to do.
I'd also be watching sports, though, so then they might want to do that.
I'm going to put my nephew into wrestling school.
Wrestling
school?
He
loves wrestling. He's been in wrestling school.
Yeah, maybe.
Become a professional wrestler.
Sure.
There's a good school here in Knoxville, like Maryville.
What if you had a kid, though,
Kane,
and they...
Dr. Tom Pritchard, those guys are legends. Like, it's a good backyard to learn. Just go get up there and learn how to take some bumps, little man.
What if you had a kid, though, and they wanted to do something you didn't like?
I would imagine you'd let them, as long as it was not illegal.
Like, what if they
wanted to do... It would suck if they
wanted to
do something really expensive, like a horseback riding or something like that, or just, like, tennis lessons, where they're taking tennis lessons
lacrosse.
Nonstop.
Lacrosse.
Yeah, like, that would be tough. I'd be like, can we maybe just play, like... toss some football around or something. That would be tough if, like, they're like, hey, I want to play lacrosse, and we got to drive. Although in Knoxville, you can probably find it. But where I was from, you know, growing up.
Stuff's expensive. Like,
yeah,
equipment.
But, like, growing up in McMinn County, like, my mom wanted me to go play lacrosse. She's like, you can actually be pretty good at this. Like, you're not going to be tall enough to play football, like, at the next level. I was like, you're right. I'm only going to max out, like, at 5'11". So, like, she's like, you go learn lacrosse, though. They're giving out scholarships, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we got to drive all the way to Chattanooga, though. I was like, Mom, I'm not driving to Chattanooga for practice to play lacrosse. It's not happening.
Yeah, that's too much money, stuff
but
like that.
She wanted me to do that. I was like, no, not doing
what
that.
What if he wanted to do, like, ballet or something?
I'd let him. Why wouldn't you?
Would you?
Let him be nimble, yeah.
I'd be hyped if my kid wanted to do gymnastics.
Yeah, hey, go there and learn how to tumble around.
And then he wants to be, like, a cheerleader, and
that's what
you'd
he wants
let him
to
do?
If that, I would like to think that I would let my kid do whatever that he wanted to do. No? You don't think so?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what he wanted to do, I mean, you got to let him do what he wants to do.
You sound like you wouldn't let him do ballet.
I mean, I don't have a kid. If it's what he wanted to do, I'm sure I'd let him do it.
You'd actually be like, no, you're not doing ballet, bro?
I'd maybe throw a basketball at him.
Like the Air Bud coach? The coach of Air Bud, you just take him upstairs to the gym and start throwing basketballs at him?
Yeah, I mean... You know.
That seems like a good way. Just punish him and force him into something. That way he starts resenting you and hating you from an early age.
Maybe hit him, you know?
Hit him a couple times?
Yeah, maybe.
Break out just that belt.
Beat the manliness, if you will, into him.
Beat the ballet out of him.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good skill set.
You're away from
a good skill set.
I think it'd be a good skill set to learn how to be like flexible and nimble. I think that would help if he did get into sports later.
That's my take on gymnastics.
Right, like you learn to get good footwork. Like who was it? Rashad Mendenhall, they used to run all the stories on the Steelers running back, which he wasn't that good, but he's like, I started taking ballet lessons, now I have great feet. I think the more things your kid can do, probably the better.
Yeah.
Now, would I want him to be in the ballet when he's older? I don't know. I might get tired of going to them.
Yeah.
I might get tired of going to them. But I feel like if your kid's trying 10 different things, they're going to acquire different skill sets. Like they say, the best athletes are the ones who.
The multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, who do the most sports. So, like, if he wants to try soccer for a little bit, go out there and kick. Learn some foot-eye coordination. Learn how to control your body.
Would you accept your son if he was gay?
Yeah. What? Yeah, of course.
Of course. We
you
all
wouldn't?
Would. Well, of course I would. Of course
it
I would.
It sounds like you wouldn't. It sounds
course,
like that's what you were trying to insinuate with the ballet
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely not.
It definitely sounded like that's
absolutely
the road you're going
not
down with the ballet thing.
Absolutely
not. What do you think
not
you're going to do, like throw your son out?
I just want to make sure we're all clear here that we would accept him if that were the case.
Of course.
Of course. Cam?
Who the hell
oh,
would?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Well, would he? I don't know. It depends on different readings. Yeah. So,
okay, let's go to break. Back on the program, The Athletic wrote a big piece about Grant Williams. Grant Williams getting a lot of respect. Grant Williams is working his way somewhat, I don't know, sometimes he's out of the rotation with the Celtics, sometimes he's a big part, but The Athletic wrote a big piece about Grant Williams and his locker room presence that I think was a pretty good read. Talking about how Grant Williams is becoming a leader on this Celtics team just through his goofiness. Which, I don't know if I really want Grant Williams to be known as the goofy guy in the NBA. Especially when he's not playing like extremely well right now. Like, he's not shooting the ball well.
This is what happens when your father supports you playing Catan growing up.
I was over the Settlers of Catan story, like,
whatever that is.
Yeah, like, I was over it, like, by the middle of last year. I did appreciate that Levante and Bounds, like, no, we didn't play that stuff. We're not doing that. But, you know, Grant Williams is getting credit for being a leader inside the Celtics locker room. There's a piece up on The Athletic that basically just goes into detail and even has someone like Marcus Smart, who is more of a guy who takes himself seriously, talking about how Grant just makes everyone happier when he's around. And they interview Grant Williams, where he's just talking about how he's just trying to help team camaraderie, and talks about how people play better when they're happier, how teams are closer together when they laugh and kind of joke around with each other. And that is something that the Celtics severely lacked last year with Kyrie Irving in that locker room. So Grant Williams is getting credit for loosening up the locker room, which I think in part it would have done that even without him, just because Kyrie Irving was gone, but Grant Williams getting respect as a glue locker room guy, which is good as a rookie, because like I said, he has struggled from the floor, but he is a hustle and defense guy. You'll get a chance to watch the Celtics tonight, ESPN, on the road in Los Angeles against the Clippers. Cody, do you care?
No.
Cam, do you care? Celtics at the Clippers. Probably not going to see Kawhi tonight either. Seems like they're going to hold him out and let him get healthy, as, you know, Paul George can kind of handle the load right now as the go-to guy, and that's kind of the benefit of having both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Is if one of them's there and the other one's not, you can still play similar because their skill sets are pretty similar.
Yeah, I would care more if Kawhi was playing, of course, but yeah, it's a pretty like big matchup early on. Like, the teams are both looking really pretty good so far this season.
Yeah, Celtics are still the one seed in the East right now at 11-2. The Clippers are hovering around the middle of the West, but like I said, they've yet to see Paul George and Kawhi out there. But you do get a look, hopefully, at Grant Williams. Like I said, he hasn't always been in the rotation the last couple games, but I expect him to play tonight on ESPN Clippers Center Stage. So you're into it? You're going to watch it?
I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but okay. I'm definitely going to like kind of keep up with it, and you know, I'll check out the highlights and look into it and stuff. But yeah, definitely want to kind of, you know, see how it goes for sure.
I still think it's cool to see Vols playing in the NBA, and I think it's cool to see them playing on good teams and see them in primetime games. Like, Admiral and McRae are kind of stuck with the Wizards, although they've been at least a little bit more exciting to watch than I thought they'd be. They're not very good, but they score a lot of points. But, you know, Grant with the Celtics, obviously they're a good team. The Sixers are a good team with Jay Rich and Tobias. So I still think it's cool. I was curious if it was enough to get people to watch, and neither one of you said you're really into it, so I guess not.
Well, he's a Celtic, so I'm out on
that. I do hate the Celtics, and I don't really like the Clippers, so it's one of those games where I don't really have anybody to root for, so like I'm just kind of...
Yeah. Usually it's a good matchup.
Usually I root against both these teams when they're playing other teams, usually. So it does take a little bit out of me, like just rooting, you know, two bad guys are wrestling as far as I'm concerned. I don't know why ESPN is still doing this. We still got to watch the Warriors tonight, too, at 7:30. The Warriors are...
Aren't they like 2-10?
They're 3-12. So basically like 2-10, yeah.
Same, 3-12. Same thing.
Same. I mean, I was just giving the accurate.
They play so many NBA games. I feel like yesterday they were 2-10. Today they're 3-12. They've played three games since yesterday afternoon.
They were 2-12, and then they beat the Memphis Grizzlies. That was a poor performance in Memphis by the Grizzlies. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And there's real questions there. I mean, I just not so much about the Grizzlies. You're not freaking out about John Morant or anything, but the more I watch Jaren Jackson Jr., I am a little skeptical of his star potential. And he has not been good this season in certain stretches.
There's only one star I recognize with three J's.
Josiah Jordan James?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he plays tonight, too.
And Juju Smith-Schuster.
I think he only has two J's.
Two J's, two S's. It's kind of the, you know.
The two S's equal to J.
Double J, double S.
So the two S's equal to J?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know where I was going with that. I was trying to think of other guys that had three J's in their name besides Josiah Jordan James.
And you came up with Juju.
I can't think of anybody else. I know a Triple H, obviously. Triple A. You know, if you need your car worked on.
Triple X if you need Vin Diesel.
Or you're watching, you know,
I was thinking
adult
more of,
films.
More Vin Diesel.
Other letter. Triple G, the boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Like Go-Go Giorgio.
Yeah, Go-Go Giorgio.
German.
Go-Go Giorgio works.
something.
Triple
like
B is a big baller brand.
Triple
yeah.
D's a big, never mind.
Were you going to recognize a bra size?
Yeah.
You say bra size?
Yeah.
Large breasts. Gonna
yeah.
Triple
D's?
D bra. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
I think I'd be out on that one.
Yeah, too much. And I feel bad. Some people have to have.
The Triple D's were the managers in high school probably.
Yeah, yeah. Usually they're that big because
overrated,
you know.
Underrated coming up
yeah.
next. I want to remind you that the drive is out at Smoky Mountain Brewery for the turkey drop. Tomorrow, Cody and I will be doing some beer tasting, and by that I mean Cody will be doing the beer tasting, at Elkmont Exchange. Come by and hang out with us. Tomorrow we'll be there from 12 to 3, and then, of course, we'll be there Saturday for the last of the road game watch parties against Missouri. I've heard there's going to be a good crowd there on Saturday, so you should come and hang out with us. We'll be there for the game. Elkmont Exchange, 745 North Broadway. They're excited about having you out there tomorrow, Cody, for all the beer they're going to give you.
Is that really happening?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're wanting to. Yeah, I haven't really talked
so
about
it. So I need to plan to get drunk tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
I had no idea.
You don't have to get drunk. They're not going to give you
Full. If I
mean, they'll
taste
give
it,
I. Yeah, but they'll, I think they could also do like just a little sample taster.
Listen, pal. You know how my personality works?
Okay.
If I taste it, I got to taste more of it.
Okay.
I can't just have a little bit.
Maybe just I'll come pick you up and I'll be responsible for getting you home. Maybe that's the least I can do for
you. I got to work out my schedule here. I didn't know I was getting drunk tomorrow. I can probably work it in.
I can take Cam instead and get
Cam
tomorrow.
No. I think I can work it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some overrated, underrated.
Overrated. Very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Are y'all ready to play overrated, underrated?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First up, we have Thanksgiving.
Kind of soured on Thanksgiving a little bit. It used to be my favorite, but I've got to go kind of overrated now. I'm starting to side with Christmas these days. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I like getting together with my extended family less these days. I don't know if it's like the football isn't getting me the way I used to. Maybe it's the fact that we don't play football out in the yard anymore. Maybe it's because it's always weird because I'm having to miss the actual big family Thanksgiving, I feel like, sometimes, or at least having to make a decision between because Tennessee usually plays that weekend, and last couple of years I've had to do, like, voluntary reaction and stuff. I don't know what it is. Thanksgiving, I enjoy it less these days. Going to go slightly overrated. It is nice just to eat, though, but there's no presents.
Well, you eat three times a day anyway.
I know. I already eat.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Thanksgiving rolls, though. Gonna go slightly overrated on Thanksgiving.
It is a different kind of eating, though.
Yeah,
and if you like,
not
thanks-
for me, I just eat the same stuff.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I mix in a little bit more meat, but it's still mac and cheese and maybe like a broccoli casserole. I enjoy that. Anyway,
so you don't eat like turkey and dressing?
I eat turkey. No dressing.
No dressing. Yeah. You don't like dressing?
No.
Because of the sage or what? What is it?
I don't know. It just looks gross.
Do you like corn? You like cornbread, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what dressing is. It's cornbread with the...
It's cornbread with something else. It's not just cornbread.
Sage, poultry seasoning.
No,
there's
thanks.
Not a whole lot of other stuff in there.
I'm good. I'll just eat some cornbread.
Okay. Well, I got to go a little underrated just simply because of where it's rated right now, if that makes sense. Everybody's always it's Halloween, then Christmas.
It is forgotten.
Thanksgiving does get forgotten. It's Halloween, and then boom, what happens the day after Halloween? All the Christmas stuff goes up in the stores. They start selling their Christmas candy. Hey, come get your Christmas trees. The Christmas music starts playing. And Thanksgiving does fly under the radar. So yeah. Because of that, I'm going to go underrated. I think it's a little bit of an underappreciated holiday. And we were talking about football earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving used to always be really special when I was playing football because that was like that was one of our main goals every year, get to Thanksgiving. Because on Thanksgiving Day, we would practice an early practice that morning, just do like a walkthrough. And that signified we were back in the semifinals of the playoffs again. We made it every year. It was like a tradition, the Thanksgiving practice.
That's probably why you guys maxed out there. You should have been aiming to, like, hey, get to the championship.
Yep.
But instead, you guys all felt like you accomplished your goal just for getting to Thanksgiving.
That's a good point. That's a good point. This is it. No need to get past this round. But I don't know. It always had, like, a special feel to it. And I like the food. I like the dressing and the turkey and the cranberry, mixing it all together. The turkey, the giblet gravy. You like the giblet gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
I like gravy.
But you probably don't like the giblet gravy.
What's the difference?
You take the turkey's organs and you cook them up, like the liver and the heart and the... You cook up all the turkey.
I don't know the difference. I don't know.
And then
I really don't even like gravy that much either, to be honest.
And you make it into a gravy. It's like it's great flavor.
Either way.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have turkey.
Turkey's another one. I feel like I'm going to go slightly underrated. I eat turkey a lot on my sandwiches and such, but for the most part, I always preferred ham. I think I've made the switch. I'm a turkey guy now.
You always seem like a porker to me.
No, I hate pork. I missed the joke, if there's a joke.
There's no joke.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I used to really enjoy the honey-baked ham. I've made the switch to turkey, so I'm going to go slightly underrated on turkey. Slightly overrated Thanksgiving, slightly underrated on turkey.
Okay. You like ham, though, but you don't like pork?
I like ham okay, the honey-baked ham, and like I said, I'll eat it on my sandwich, but yeah.
But you don't like
other pork? I
don't
like pulled
pork
and such. Yeah, I mean, I like bacon and sausage. Bacon. I just don't like pulled pork or ribs.
Hmm. And you said you don't even like beef ribs.
I'm a walking contradiction, man. I am who I am.
I got no problem with who you are. I like who you are.
Thanks, man. I like you, too. You going to answer the damn topic?
I didn't know if you were going to say more about it. Okay, for my answer, I'm going to go a little underrated on turkey because I think the thing you always hear about turkey, you talk about turkey, and I think at least half the people say something like this. They say, well, it's a little too dry for me. The turkey's too dry. I don't really like the turkey because it's dry, so I eat ham. Well, if you cook the turkey properly, proper cooking, it's not dry. It's actually, it has juice in it, and it's very flavorful. You got to baste it. That's the key to the turkey, especially if you're roasting it. You got to baste that thing. You got to squeeze those juices up and just keep running them all over that turkey. You know, shoot it up the turkey's rear. You know, you got to keep it moisturized. That's the key to cooking turkey. And especially if you're able to fry it, if you know what you're doing, that's the best way to do it. Good turkey is underrated. You know, and you can season the turkey. The problem is most people don't know how. They eat dry turkey with no seasoning. Well, yeah, that's going to be overrated.
All right. Next up we have Kirk Cousins.
I'm still going to go overrated. Because I feel like I'm rating him pretty high right now. I said he's borderline top five. I don't think he's actually top five. If I could pick between all my quarterbacks, I'm not taking him in the top five. He has played pretty well. I do think he has good weapons around him. It's a common theme I talk about when I talk about the Minnesota Vikings. I like their team. I don't love their quarterback. I'm afraid he's going to fall apart when it matters. Maybe he won't. And then maybe I'll have a different opinion. I think for a long time he was overrated, and then I think he became underrated, and I helped lead that charge, at least, you know, here in my head, of him being overrated, you know, by talking poorly about him. He's actually not that bad. I'll say at this point he is going back to being a little overrated, though, whenever you start seeing him in, like, the MVP consideration, and when I myself have said, hey, he might be borderline top five with the way he's playing right now. He's not a top five quarterback. He's not a top eight quarterback. Might be number nine, though.
It's better than Jared Goff.
He is better than Jared Goff. That is correct.
And he's better than Case Keenum. And that's what the Vikings had hoped for. And there was a time when we had talked about early on, like, maybe they probably wish they just had Case Keenum at this point.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins has come a long way from that. I think he's gotten better. I think the MVP stuff's a little ridiculous. I go properly rated because I think that there are a lot of people right now thinking he's underrated because he's playing so well and he's not being talked about enough. But then there's another group of people that are overdoing it and talking about him. So you balance them out. I go in the middle, properly rated Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
He's right where he needs to be.
All right.
All right. Next up we have keeping the 100,000 capacity mark in Neyland Stadium.
I think that is overrated. And I myself have said, hey, I think it'd be cool. I don't think it's necessary anymore. I think you could make a 90,000-seat arena really loud and comfortable and have some amenities that need upgrading and have some space added. Saying you can fit 100,000 people in there is cool, but it's not like you can even fit the most in the SEC anymore, right? Like, isn't Texas A&M ahead of you now?
Yes.
Can't Texas A&M say they fit more in? I still want to have more than, like, Georgia, though. I do still want to have more seating capacity than Georgia. I think they maxed out at, like, what, 92,000, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's somewhere 90.
I'd like to still be the biggest in the East if possible. I don't think any other – I wouldn't imagine, at least, any other schools are going to be adding seats anytime soon. Right? Aren't we going to see this bubble burst and all these schools going to start making smaller but better stadiums? Shouldn't that be, like, the new thing and the moving forward, like, just – less seats in a stadium because it's tougher to sell them out and it's, you know, it needs to be nicer and people are wider now than they were in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, people are.
So I'll say it's a little overrated. I'll say it's overrated. Just not a little overrated, not a lot, just overrated.
I got to agree with you. For where we're at today, it's overrated. I love the 100,000 number, but it's not as important as being able to get fans in the seats that you do have. And right now, Neyland is behind when it comes to, like you said, you made a good point with the people are wider today than they used to be. When those seats were made in there,
I don't
even a regular fat person cannot fit in those seats.
Yeah, I don't like going because I'm not comfortable when I go.
No, I mean, the asses are, it's like eight inches wide.
And it's not like you can stand up the whole time. When I went to the Titans game, they had the actual chairs where you have a designed chair and an armrest or whatever, so that was good. You had a backrest. You didn't feel like you were on top of each other. And the people in my section, they all stood up the whole time, which was weird because I don't think the rest of the stadium was, but we stood up pretty much the entire game.
There's some good seats in other stadiums, too.
Neyland won't even let you stand.
I was impressed. Like, when I went to the Panthers stadium, they've got good seats in there.
Okay.
They have individual chair seats. Like, each seat is a chair.
Yeah. Now, and they're NFL and college are different in that regard, so I hope college would go more with the NFL model and make the seats better.
Yeah, the seats need to be better. And with these days, with the game day experience and everything, that stuff to me is going to be a lot more important moving forward. You can argue whether it should be or not, whatever, but it's going to be way more important than the number of seats in the stadium. And eventually, does football become more like baseball? Where it's, you know, enough things change over time, enough things evolve to where it's not as such a raucous crowd? Maybe. Because of all the amenities and stuff. But I think that that's where we're headed, so.
All right, let's catch our last break. We'll come back. We'll play some Pump the Brakes. We'll keep rolling next.
It's the
Last Call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. stop by and pick you up a bottle. We're moving to handles soon, which is making me excited because I'm a handle guy. I don't like buying fifths. I like buying handles. And Volunteer Vodka is rolling that out. Keep your eyes peeled at your local package store. Pick you up a bottle of the award-winning Volunteer Vodka. Pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody Mack, first or second?
First.
Go for it.
I got a disappointing day for a dog in California.
I love disappointing days for dogs.
All right. Well, this California
Not true.
Yeah, that's a weird thing
I love
to say.
Puppies.
This California dog has been euthanized after a FedEx driver threw a package over the fence and crushed it, according to the family. A California couple claims a FedEx driver threw a package across their fence with so much force that it squashed their tiny dog and caused injury so severe that she had to be euthanized. It was a 4-pound Yorkshire Terrier.
Why are you laughing at this?
The dog was just laying there over the weekend, not bothering anybody, when a FedEx employee who was delivering a large package tossed it onto the property.
Are they just throwing boxes like that?
Apparently.
Like, is FedEx just tossing boxes over?
Yeah, apparently. The Yorkie was in a puddle of blood. This is why you should use UPS next time. They
should have rolled.
What can Brown do for you? They can at least not kill your pet. Oh, man. It was painful to watch our dog die, said the family.
Are they suing?
I don't know.
They lawyering up?
Apparently it had severe lung and liver injuries. I think it's kind of on them. This is why you don't get a Yorkshire Terrier.
What in the world was in that package?
I've had enough of Yorkies. I look at Yorkies like you look at Bulldogs, and you know how you're anti-Bulldog?
Yeah.
I'm fine with this Yorkie getting crushed by the FedEx package. Maybe what do we think? It was like a bowling ball or something?
I wasn't prepared for that plot twist. It reminded me when we had the story about the, what was it, the 8-year-old girl jumping on the bed? Come on. The 8-year-old girl jumping on a bed in the Bronx and like falling out the window.
I haven't seen that.
Well, we had that story a year or so ago.
No, I haven't. I don't remember that one.
Let's go with something more positive. The Athletic makes their college football bowl projections. Tennessee.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Headed to the Outback Bowl in Tampa. It's the first time I've seen Tennessee in the Outback Bowl.
There we go. There we go.
Minnesota.
There we go.
Road
there
trip.
We go.
You
That's
want a piece
what
of
we
Minnesota?
Want. Give me some of that. Give me some Minnesota in the Outback Bowl.
Okay.
To hell with Iowa in the Gator Bowl.
Wow, you're pumped up about this.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Even though it's from the Athletic.
Who wrote
not,
it?
Not Oven. Not your enemy.
Uber.
I feel like Stuart Mandel is also an enemy, though.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's coming from a source that knows what they're talking about, and that's why he wrote it. That would be cool, though. That would be way better than the Gator Bowl.
Well, I know, because Jacksonville wasn't even that warm last time we played there. It was still kind of chilly. Tampa was nice and warm, though.
I don't care if it's warm, personally. I just would like to play. I think playing Minnesota would be cool. We've never played Minnesota. Not in my lifetime. Not that I remember. Maybe
would
we have.
Be afraid of Minnesota?
I'm not afraid of anybody.
I wouldn't want to play like Ohio State.
Well, no. I would, because that would mean we were in a good bowl game again.
Like if Minnesota lost their next two games. What if Minnesota lost to – what if Ohio State lost to Penn State and Michigan, and all of a sudden we had to play them in the Tampa Bowl?
Oh, boy. That would never happen.
It could.
Ohio State doesn't lose.
I'd be afraid of them.
We still would. Even if they lost out, they'd still be in a New Year's Six Bowl,
you
I imagine.
At
10-2?
I guess it would only be 10-2. Although, I don't know. Like there would be two Big Ten teams ahead of them, Penn State and Michigan.
Be one
point.
In the playoff. I bet they still get in New Year's Six.
Minnesota. Well, I mean, Minnesota's ranked number 10 right now.
Who do they play? Will they lose again?
Minnesota.
They play Wisconsin this week.
Probably lose to Wisconsin.
I hope they lose to Wisconsin so we play them. Give me some Minnesota.
Minnesota or Michigan? Who would you rather have?
Ooh, I'd rather play Michigan.
Michigan.
They're both good teams.
I just think losing to Michigan would be less bad than losing to Minnesota. Just brand name.
I like a good challenge.
And I think beating Michigan would be better than beating Minnesota.
I'd like a good challenge. I mean, we've been feasting on the SEC East here. Let's have a challenge.
feasting as we are 5-5.
We're about to be 7-5.
I hope so. I hope you're right. Tampa. I'd be down for a road trip to Tampa.
Yeah, I can go with you. We don't bring a Yorkie.
Bring some miniature dogs.
I love Frank.
All right, drives up next, live from Smoky Mountain Brewery. Stick with us.